USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge on Monday halted the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, although the ruling only applies to 10 states. The mandate, promulgated earlier this month by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, required approximately 17 million workers to get a jab or face termination. But Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services lacks the authority to impose such a broad mandate, says U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp. President Biden asked Americans to put their masks back on in anticipation of a mild but more transmissible variant of COVID-19 that's been labeled Omicron.
And as additional protections, please wear your mask when you're indoors, in public settings, around other people. It protects you. It protects those around you.
This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Informed consent is a principle in medical ethics and medical law that a patient should have sufficient information before making their own free decisions about their medical care. In the case of the COVID-19 injections, the package insert is blank. Dr. Naomi Wolf joined Steve Bannon on the War Room on Monday morning.
You know, we've all lost sight of the fact that according to every law in every democracy, you need full informed consent.
Naomi Wolf warned Fauci that the investigations are coming. He will not be given a pass from the American public once they understand what he has done. The United States is pressing Canada to commit medical units and drones to United Nations missions at a peacekeeping summit in South Korea next week, and to come up with a 200-strong force from the U.S. on the eve of the high-level meeting in Seoul. Joe Biden's administration wants allies to renew their commitment to peacekeeping. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Jussie Smollett trial began Monday in Chicago.
Jury selection started today in the trial of former Empire star Jussie Smollett, who is accused of making false police reports to authorities that he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in 2019. 39-year-old Smollett was indicted on 6 counts last year by a Cook County, Illinois grand jury.
That Empire actor, Jussie Smollett, took advantage of the pain and anger of racism to promote his career. My concern is that hate crimes will now publicly be met with a level of skepticism.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson goes on to say Mr. Smollett allegedly paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. The brothers have confessed to the plot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After leaving for more than 5 months, Iran returned to talks on a nuclear deal on Monday in Vienna, doubling down on its demand that sanctions must be lifted to salvage the deal. In June, the talks between Tehran and 6 other parties, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the EU, were put on hold because Iran had a new hardline president at the time. The new president appointed a delegation for the negotiations with maximalist demands, including calls for the United States to unfreeze $10 billion in assets as an initial goodwill gesture, Iran's foreign minister said in a video message released Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.